Ayin, Aleph, Amud, Aleph, very top line. Okay? Basically, the Mishnah told us that if somebody became mute, we ask him a few questions, and if he passes the test, he nods his head, then he can nod his head. And a mute person, by nodding his head, is good enough. Comes along Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Cheresh. We're going a step further now. We're not talking about somebody who's mute. We're talking about somebody who's deaf and mute. When it comes to... Okay. So just like by an elam, it's enough for him nodding the head. When it comes to a cheder, somebody's deaf and mute, he's one step lower, nodding the head is not going to do. He can write. And his writing is like he's speaking. So Rav Kahana says, "Nimrav cheresh yochel adaber mitirksav." If a deaf and dumb person or mute person is able to write down, then koisvim, we will. He gives us instructions in writing. Go ahead and give a get to my wife. And we learned before when you give instructions, you have to say, "Write and give koisvim and nice and get lishtoi." You write and you give a get to his wife. Amar Rabbi Yosef, my kamashla. What's he come to teach you? Tanini, we learn the Mishnah. Nishtat, we learn the Brayse. Nishtatik. If somebody loses the ability to speak, but Amar Loi, they say to him, Nichtev get na Mishnah. Nichtev get li ishtev vehichem beroishay. If you ask him, should be right to get to your wife, and he nods his head. Ubayki noisa shloisha pami. We had three questions of no's and three questions of yes, not in a particular order. Im Amar Alav Lav Alhein Hein. How the Eli Yichtev Yitnu? That nodding the head is good enough. So what's the big chiddush of Kahana that if you write it down, it's good enough? The Mishnah is talking about somebody who is merely mute. Mute is fully intelligent, and he cannot speak. And therefore, of course, he can just nod his head. Here we're talking about somebody who's deaf and mute. Deaf and mute is much lower madreig. In fact, he's part of all the mitzvahs. The chiddush is that he can write. Shaini ilim, a mute person is different. The tanya we learn, medabir, somebody who speaks of einish may but cannot hear. Zehu Chedesh, this is considered a deaf person, but not the deaf person who's part of the mitzvahs. He's a deaf person behind Chagiga who's chayim in all the mitzvahs. No, he's not mute. A deaf person is chayim in all the mitzvahs except, you know, Shaifer, what is he? No, deaf on its own. A deaf mute is part of all mitzvahs. That's Averis, that's Loisasa.
Is the Shailas just the way since he's
brought
for mitzvah,
something,
if you kill him or something,
are you he's not responsible. We're talking about, we'll see them in somebody's born this way. Shemeya ve'ena medabit, if somebody hears and cannot speak, zeo ilim, that's a mute person. So both these people are fully chayv mitzvahs. V'zeh harein kepikichel cholder, they're both intelligent people, therefore nodding their head is enough. We're talking about a chedesh, somebody cannot hear and cannot speak, and he's part of all the mitzvahs. And because he's part of all the mitzvahs, the chedesh is, but he can write it down. Another one has a side issue. How do you know the medabe ben shemeya, somebody who speaks but he cannot hear? That's also called a chedesh. So chedesh and shemeya ben medabe, somebody could hear, cannot speak. So ilim. Interesting that suddenly now the Gemara decides to ask the chedesh of these words. We had it in chagiga, which in the Seder Shas is much earlier, and many places. Good. See, there's a pasuk where it says vaniki chedesh. I am like someone who is deaf, loy eshma, cannot hear. And Chaila, so I'm mute, like you've to pee, my mouth can't open. Clear from Tehillim over here that this is how it is. Or Ibai Seima, not a passing Tehillim, but Kid Amr Insha, like people speak. Ishtakim Meluli. The word Elaim is Ishtakim Meluli. That it's two words. Ishtakim is remove Meluli, his ability to speak. Elaim is, the Aleph is Ishtakil, and the Laim is Meluli, words. Okay, so therefore everything makes sense. Amr Abdev says, Abzeid, you're right. But Ikashli, if I do have a problem, Hakashli, this is my problem. The Tanya we learned in the Braise, when it comes to Edis, it says in the Pasuk that if you know testimony and you conceal it, then you do not go to court to testify. Im lo yagi, you have to bring a carbon, especially carbon Edis, because you didn't testify. Pratli ilim, but if somebody's mute, he knows testimony, but is mute, sheini yochel hagid, he cannot testify. He is not punished. You're telling me right now that what? And when you write it down, that's as if you're speaking. So an eight, just because he cannot physically speak, he can write it down. So he's able to speak. Why isn't he punished if he doesn't go come to court and testify? Am I yochel hagim mitirksav? Omele Abai says, Edis ka'amrit. You're talking to me about Edis. Shiny Edis. Edis is different. Edis, you cannot write. You cannot, Edis cannot write the Edis down on a piece of paper and we read it and that's the Edis. We have to hear it straight from their mouth. We have to see, recognize whether it's telling the truth and not telling the truth as they write it. So there's a very important Rashi here and this thing here, Pimel Piksavim. So Rashi asked, interesting, we're lying with Piksavim, parallel to the Gemara here. The loy mepiksavam, mepihem, you know, it says the pasuk pishnayim edim, so learn from their mouths. It says Rashi, ya'idu bebezin, we don't want them to testify in bezin in writing. The loy domi lishtar. Rashi has a question. So every shtar is in writing. Yet you bring a shtar to bezin, and that's evidence that the guy owes money. What do you mean? It's pihem mepiksavam. How can a shtar ever work? That's Rashi's question. So Rashi answers, since shechosmu biyoymoy, when was the shtar written? The day of the transaction, for example, is a loan. The shtar is written before the loan took place, not after the loan took place. The day when the loan will take place. That's the common way, and therefore it's good. But Rashi gives no hesber why.
Didn't we explain that the shtar is only to
is the shtar rayin, is the shtar kinyan. There's two kinds of shtar, shtar rayin and kinyan. The Rambam holds, and this is how Chaim Brisker explained the Rambam. The Rambam holds that all shtar is the Rabban. And the Ramban holds that all shtar is the Raisa. The Rambam holds all shtar is the Rabban because Mepiyah Lepik Savan. So the Ramban asks the Rambam, what about a get? The whole idea of a get and shtar kedushin. All that. Oh, that's a shtar rayin. That's definitely the Rabban. So it comes along the, what do you call it? The Reb Chaim Brisker, and he explains, no, there's two kinds of shtaris. There's a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. The shtar what makes it happen, and the shtar which is only as testimony. Where the shtar is a raya, which means it's like testimony. We have here testimony mipihem, line picks of them. So all the shtaris are the Rabban. But when it comes to a get, the get is not a raya that she's divorced. The get is what makes her divorced. Different kind of kinyan altogether. This doesn't fall under the realm of mipihem and picks of them. And therefore, it could be.
If you buy a karka with a shtar rather than giving money, that's the kinyan.
So that's the one that's in between. Yeah, that's like a shtar kinyan because it's the kinyan and the rai. So that's sort of in between. Shtar get and kiddushin. Yeah, that's how the Chaim explains. But this effect. But anyway, this Rashi needs a little bit of a hesber. So it's written on the day right before he did, and therefore, because it's a common way of doing it. What does that mean?
In fact, the lashon of the shtar is that we, the witnesses, saw this and this happening. That's what the shtar says.
Yeah, oh no, yeah.
You know, what do you say? They're signing, saying we heard the husband say.
Okay, but I say because he's doing it b'shas ma'isa, that's the common way of doing it. So what does it help the fact that it's a common way of doing it, that it pushes away the pasuk and the Torah to the Pilei Pikshavim? What exactly does it mean? So Rachel anyway tried to explain Rashi and it needs. We have Taisa Ksubas and the Chaf also talks about this. Taisa dealers are talking about you're not allowed to. Taste talking about Mepilim Pixavim means you're not allowed to look at a paper and use the paper to remind you. Remember the Gemara talks about it? If you're allowed to look at something and the agent have to remind themselves, it depends if they have to read the whole thing or not. Anyway, makes it back to the Gemara. We ask a question. It says in the Braise, Kishem Sheboitkin Noyse Ligitin, just like we check him out by a deaf, mute person by Gitin when he nods his head. Kach Boitkin Oyse, we also check him out. Lemasois, Ulematonois, we check him out also when it comes to business matters. Ule Adius, we also check him out for Adius. For Adius now, we're going to use this mute person for Adius. Lirushas, and also to Lucheta testify on behalf of the Yadish. Telling me is Adius, says Adius. Now, Lucheta, nodding the head is not Adius. It must be that he writes it down. Claude, that even though he cannot speak, he can write, and we can use that written document as testimony in the court. What happened to P.M. the Big Seven? Amr Avshay says, no, we're talking about Adis Isha. The only Adis we accept a mute person is when it comes to the woman whose husband disappeared. We accept and the husband died. The Akilu Barabban, remember we learned before, and Yivam is how we try to be as lenient as possible. Says the Gemara, because we tolerate even a single lady, even a relative and all that. Says the Gemara, Vaktani Yerushas, he's giving testimony about Yerushas. There's no Iguni Akilu Barabban here. He can testify to somebody else's Yerusha. Amr Abavu, Yerushas Barab Chaitani. He's talking about testimony. If he wants to change the dinim of Yerusha, Yerusha is the oldest son gets double. Or let's say a girl gets nothing. He wants the girl should get something. Well, the Gemara gives an example that the Pchoy should get equal to the brothers. So he has to give a matnas chai. He has a matnas body. So he can, but he's mute. So he can write down that I want to distribute now my estate while I'm alive, not as a Yerusha, but as a matnas body. And this is what I want to do. Okay, so therefore nothing to do with ages. Saying more than me is l'masoi is l'matonis. It says also that also for business and for gift. My love, la'alma, to be a witness, loyal the day, his own gift. If he wants to give a gift, he can write it down. What to do? But testimony is not accepted because mepil and big sum. Makes last another question. It says chedesh leholchu by achari, a deaf and mute person. Leholchu by achari meizav. We will not follow his mozim by achar kfitzaitzav where he jumps around. He says clearly here, we will not follow what he writes down. You, Rav Kahana, said we follow what he writes down, and if he instructs us to give a get, we will do it. He says clearly, you do not follow his instructions. Ella, the only time we follow his instructions is b'metalkli when it comes to portable items. Avaloi legitin says clearly here, if he married biblically, that means ma'atayde, he was married, then his get is not valid by writing it down. Pukfa keter of kana says, "Are you right? Tanoi must be a machleket tanoi." And I'll tell you where we find a machleket tanoi. The tani will let the brayso b'shem gamliel b'med v'ri mamurim. When do we say that we do not follow a deaf and dumb person b'chedesh mikari who's born that way, or some, or the mashal learns that even if he was not born that way, even if he was but early in life before he had a proper education, says some of the achrenim, and I remember seeing the tshuvas there because after the story of what's her name, Helen Keller. Where she was blind, deaf, and dumb, she was able to play music. She was able to teach herself to read and everything else. So what happens in those cases? Anyway, but then the Bechesh Mikara, either from birth or anyway, but the idea is that because they had no education, they're not intelligent. Therefore, that's when Abshingul says that they cannot write. Avo pikeach min ischadish, but if somebody was intelligent, then became deaf and dumb, he can write behind chaysmin. So what do we see? Hashem Gimel clearly holds that somebody who's deaf and dumb from the beginning cannot write. The Tanakhama holds that you could write. Hashem Gimel holds you cannot write. So it's a machlekes sort of kind of passing the Tanakhama that even the Chedesh Mikore can write down and have enough sense to be able to write. They're that intelligent. And Hashem Gimel says, no, they can't. The Chedesh Mikore loy. And the Chedesh Mikore, you're telling me that he cannot write at all. What's the problem? If he was born that way, when he married the girl, are they married? No. Only with the bottom. So how do you marry her? Through some kind of an emes. So why can't he divorce her? Why do you tell me he can't divorce? The same way he got married, he can divorce. So one thing, if he became a chedesh later on in life, which means when he married the girl, he was a pekeach, he's married ma'atayda, so once he becomes a chedesh, got a problem. But if he was married to her as a chedesh, exactly. Kach mitzi b'demiza. Says Gemara, you're right. If it's his own wife, you're right. He married him with a rabban, he can of course divorce her cheresh anyway. It's his brother's wife. And right now Gemara is learning his brother was a normal person, an ordinary person, married Matayda. Now she is now Matayda married to the brother-in-law, but he's a cheresh, he cannot divorce her with the remes. What do you mean? What kind of brother, his brother, was he a pikeach or was he a cheresh like him? If his brother also was only a cheresh, how was his brother married to him? So the whole connection now of Zika, of Yibam, is only the Rabbanon. So why can't, just like she married through a remes, why can't he divorce her through a remes? Kishem shekinisasa b'demiza, kachitziyasa b'demiza. Ella's talking about the brother was fully aware of his faculties. He had full faculties. The nafulei ma'achi pikeach. The answer is his brother was married mahatayda, and that's a problem. And now when she falls to him as a yibum, he cannot divorce her with a remes or writing. According to Shem Gamliel, he was born that way. That's one answer. He buys another answer, which the mother will discount soon. He buys him ala elam the nafulei ma'achi chedesh. No, talking about his brother also the chedesh only married the rabbanon, but make a gzeda. The gzeder achiv chedesh atu achiv pikeach. If we're going to allow that the brother by remes to divorce his yivama, next time if he has a case of chedesh and a brother pikeach, and the pikeach is married to a woman and the pikeach dies and this woman will fall in the hand of the oven, everyone will think that the oven could just write down or make her some remes to divorce her, but she can't. So you know it's too difficult. Let's just say all cases she cannot get divorced. If you can start making gzeders, even a chedesh, his own wife should not be able to divorce with him. In case next time, in case an old person marries a woman, think he can divorce like that, and then becomes a cheresh. A normal person marries a woman, then becomes a cheresh. The din is you cannot divorce the remes because mahatayda you're married. But we don't understand the difference. We see a cheresh divorcing his wife through some of the Muslim, so we don't understand the difference if he's born that way or if he came a cheresh later. So why don't we go? He says, "Hach ishtinami," says the Gemara, "Yevemte be yevemte michlefe." Or you want to make a gzeda if we're going to allow his wife, then we're going to have a problem with Yivama, and Yishtet Yivama, we're not going to make that mistake. Freddy Gemara, Migazin, Chedesh, the Pekech, are we going to make a gzeda from a Chedesh for Pekech? You're saying that if we allow the Chedesh to divorce his wife through an emes, next time his brother's a Pekech, we'll make the same mistake. Do we stretch the bow that far? The Tanan didn't learn the Mishnah. Shnei Achin Charosh. If you had two brothers Charoshin, so you married Shnei Achoy Pikches. They're only married with the Rabbanon. Or Shnei Achoy is Charosh. The sisters were Charosh, so they're only married with the Rabbanon to the husband. Or Shnei Achoy is two sisters. Achas Pikachas, the Achas Charoshes. One is a Pikachas, and one is a Charoshes. If the two brothers were charoshes, we don't care what the women were like, because they're only married through the mizah. They're only married by the rabbana, so you can get out through the mizah. Or even if you have two sisters charoshes, nesuyin achet pichin, again, they're only married by the rabbana, they can get out the rabbana. Doesn't matter. The two sisters are both charoshes. They're only married rabbanon. You can divorce them. Why the potter and yibum? Because they're both equal. So they're both sisters of achais isha. And achais isha is no din of yibum. What about? Could they both marry equally with the rabbanon? But if we learned if one is married with the rabbanon and the sister of falls yibum is matayda, we coerce the one that married the rabbanon to be divorced so that the one that married matayda should get married. So the imhayin nochris, two brothers were married to two women that were not related whatsoever. And one of them died. The other brother, the chedesh, cannot give a chalitza because a chedesh cannot give a chalitza. Because he can't say me'ein yevami. How can a chedesh give chalitza? You have to say the words me'ein yevami. He can't do that. So he must marry her. Yikonsu. But then he could divorce her because since they got married through the miza, he could divorce her through the miza.
She's not necessarily me'ein yevami.
Yeah, she can't say. She's a chedesh. Ve'im rotu lohaitzian. Yeah. And if you want to, if he wants to divorce her afterwards, he could buy a divorce and say, have to say anything. Ella, so we see that what? That we don't make Zaydis. So we see that what? If it's a brother, Chedesh, we say you can. We say they don't have to worry about Yibum. If it's a brother, Pikeach, we do. So we see we don't make Zaydis. We just let her out when she's a Chedesh. Why don't we say let her get married also and then get divorced because next time it'll be Pikeach? Is that right? We don't make such Zaydis. Go back to our original answer. The original answer is that the brother was a pikeach, and she falls to him. He cannot give a remiss to get a divorce because he can't. Everyone argues. Learned if a woman became a shaita lo yoytzi. If a woman is a shaita, a man can divorce his wife because we don't need her opinion. It's bar korcha. If a man is a shaita, he cannot divorce. If a woman is a shaita, it doesn't matter. It's only the rabbanon that if a woman is a shaita, we cannot divorce his wife. And the reason for that is because she doesn't understand and she'll be very promiscuous, but will abuse her. However, b'di'evid, if you gave a get to a woman who was a shaita, is machleik the poskim if the get is valid or not. But so nishat is if she's a shaita lo yoytzi, you shouldn't divorce her. Nischarish who nishtate, but if he became a chedesh or he became a shaita lo yoyti lamis, he can have divorce. How can he divorce if he's married matayda? He can have divorce. My lamis, what writing the mother's women lamis? Lav avakav the yochel david erichsav. Even though he can write it down and say give her a get, if they're only married the rabbanon, why can't he write it down? Is it right? A kashin of kana? I'm not a puppet. A puppet said no. I love dash bein Rabbi Yechon. Have me. I would have thought that Rishbag lefrushi time had come with us. I would have thought that Rishbag and Tanakam all agree that a chedesh can never get out. Even if we see that he's intelligent, he can never write, because writing is not considered test to speaking. He can never write it down. But now when Rav Kana comes along and says no, that if he that chedesh can write it down, and writing down is considered what do you call it? Is as if testimony, he can do it. Or you know why she's a Rami, is a teacher of Yitzchak. If she is a shaita misgaresh, she can be divorced. Just like an intelligent woman, what's chiluk? Bal korcha, it's against the will. Who needs her daya? So why can't a shaita be divorced? So why do we say that she does not get divorced? The only reason why Rabban doesn't get divorced is we don't want people to abuse her and take advantage of her. Mishnah. So they said to this guy who was healthy or guy who was dying, they asked him, "Nichtev get liishcha? Should we write a get to your wife in order to avoid?" Rashi here finally explains why you're doing it. So that you should avoid the yavam. And he says, write. He told them to write. Now we had in the previous mission, the previous paydig, that if a man says to write, that means that you yourselves have to write. You cannot pass it on to somebody else because immediately lemem to the shliach. And if he says also to nu, they cannot pass it on to anybody else. But if he says to three people, we had a machlekes amei Rabbi Yosi. If he says to three people, if he says three people ksuva v'tenu, if he tells them to write, or kisuva v'tenu, if he tells them to write, then they cannot meet lemem to shliach. But if he tells them to nu, I want you to organize it, then he formed them a bezin, and they can organize other people to do it. And Rabbi Yosi says no. Even if he says to nu, even if he does something as a bezin, they cannot ask anybody else to do it because meet lemem to shliach. So what happens here? So the husband said, "Ksuv, write." He's telling them to write. So they had no right to pass it on. But they didn't listen. Imru l'seifer, they told the seifer the kosev, and he wrote it down. Then they told Adim to sign, the chasam to sign. Afa pisha kosvu. So these shluchim, the other, you know, people they appointed, signed, wrote, the chasam signed. The nasnula gave it to the husband. Then the chasam the nasnula gave it to her. Hareza get bottles. Not a valid get. Because he never gave them the ability to pass it on. He must tell directly to the Sefer, Ksoiv, and he must tell directly to Eich Soimu. We had a machlekes of Oimer Imru. If the husband says to the Shliach, you tell somebody else, Oimer Imru, if he tells, what happens then? Is that still called Milianat? So we thought Rabbi Yezi holds that he's made by Oimer Imru, it's all right, and then we conclude. Rabbi Yezi doesn't hold that. Says him, timer, it seems, the only reason that when he says kasvu, that right, that they cannot pass it on, the loy amar tenu, he did not say tenu. We're talking right now, the Gemara thinks we're talking about three people, because he said kasvu, they have to write, even though the three people, they must write it themselves, midla mem zushlich. Ha amar tenu, but if he would have told them tenu without the word kasvu, if he would have told them both kasvu tenu again, he only wants them to do it. But if he would have told them just tenu, I want you to organize it, and the three people, then, nice thing, they can give it. Clear from the first part of the mission. It means who the author of the first part of the mission, who else at a bezin can organize it? Mani la meid. It must be the meid. Oh, my mili mem sil shlich. He holds that he organized a bezin and he just gave them words and they can then go organize it and get on the shluchim. Aim a sefer, read the sefer, that it's not a valid get. Achi yoima le sefer, that the husband directly needs to speak to the sefer. No, even three people, and he says to them, tenu, doesn't work. They cannot pass it on. He must tell the sefer, ksoiv, ule eidim chasoimu. Which one is it? Reish Ramei v'sefer Rabbi Yisi? Says Gemara, in yes, as I have it many times. Reish Ramei, Rabbi Yisi, yeah, that's what I have to say. Abaye Amar, Abaye says, and he always comes up and says, I don't like learning that way. Kula Ramei, why can't you learn the entire Mishnah Ramei that holds that it's good enough, that Mili Memzer Shlech, if he tells him, it's good enough. So why does the Mishnah say it's not valid until he, the husband himself, tells the Sefer and tells the witnesses? V'hochem ma'eskin b'lam etenu. You know what happened? He did not say tenu. He said, nobody did not say, he did say tenu. But he said, kosov tenu. Even if you talk to a bezin, if you say, I want you to write and to give, then they have no right to pass it on to anybody else. They have to do it themselves. Even a mayor holds that. So when it says, he didn't say tenu on its own, he said, kosov tenu. So why does the Mishnah say the get is not valid unless the husband himself speaks to the sefer? The Mishnah should have said, it's not valid unless the husband says, tenu on its own. Why does the Mishnah have to introduce Acha Oymer Sefer say until he says Tenu? So it can't be that. He wasn't talking. He was talking to two people. That's why the end of the Mishnah is talking to two people. Then there's no that you cannot pass it on to anybody else. They got to do it themselves. The Mishnah should have said that it's not a valid get until a husband speaks to three people. Should have said it goes to three people. Ella kula Rabbi Yisi, we're changing our mind. The time Mishnah Rabbi Yisi that you cannot pass on judgment. So that's why the husband has to tell the sefer directly and tell the aiden directly to sign. So why does the beginning of the Mishnah say that that the problem is he said ksevu, but if he would have said true, it would have been good. Oh, my skin and the loy omar. Oh, here's talking about the loy omar imru. Oh, here's talking about he did not say to the people imru tell others. If he would have told, even Rabbi Yisi holds that mili lemem to the shliach, he cannot say words. But if he would have told the shliach, go tell somebody else, then it would have worked. Freddy Gimari Hache Bazei Achi Yoimar Imru Bebeile. So why is the Mishnah say until the husband speaks directly to the Eidim? He could have said a bigger Kiddush. Until he tells the shliach, I want you to pass it on to others. Eschen zweiten void me made Rabbi Yisi be im Imru. Is Rabbi Yisi really made if he says Imru? But Tanan, the same question we had a few days ago, we learned. It says in the Mishnah later on, Kasav Sefer, the Sefer wrote the aid and one aid kosher. So it sounds like one aid signed the get is kosher and tchayed it's possible. So comes along Rabbi Meir and says Chasam Sefer Shaninu. When it says Chasam Sefer Shaninu, when it says Kasav Sefer, not that the Sefer wrote, of course he wrote, but he also signed.
He was a witness.
So there were two witnesses here. And the Gemara says, "If Amar Rav Chizah, Chizah says, how can we allow that? Must be Rabbi Yisi, cannot be the mayor. Why can't be the mayor? Because the mayor holds Milam Zeshliach. So it could be a big problem. Could be the husband said to these two people, I want you to sign. And one of the people that felt bad when he passed on to the sefer to write it, he felt bad that the sefer can't sign, as if the husband is using. He feels that the husband is using the sefer, and I ask him, I give him the chshivas of signing as an aide. So he said, you sign, and then it would be possible because the husband never told him. Immediately, Mezrish Lichas, if the husband told you you can pass it on, he didn't tell me you can pass it on. He wants you to do it. When he says kasvu v'tenu, it means he's makbid the husband. I want you to write it. I want you to sign it. So Rabbi Yosi, so it must be Rabbi Yosi, he holds that they can never pass it on. So this was if the sefer signed, there's no chash. That there's no chash that the husband didn't tell the sefer, because there's no way that the aide would have gone against halacha and asked the sefer to do it when the midle mem shliach. Now the Isaac that if you hold Maida Rabbi Yosi Ba'emir Imru, so if your Rabbi Yosi Maida if he said Imru, you could also have a shliach passing on to others. You have the same churban, nothing b'nei churban. The zimnin sometimes amalul l'shnayim Imru l'sayfer. He tells two. I want you to tell the sayfer. The yichtav to write. The leplani leplani. I want you to tell these other two to sign, which means you have no right to tell the sayfer. But because he said Imru, they'll go to sayfer. Meshum kisufa the sayfer then bad the sayfer. Chai she worried. Umechtim leil sign. Ubalu amar hachi. And the husband never said that same churban. So that the Beis holds, you can never tell, pass it on. So why is the beginning of the Mishnah say that the problem is only because no matter what he said, it was no good? To go back to the original saying, Reisha Rameyev Sefer Rabbi Yosi. Stop.